My name is Priya N. Green, and the painting that I have at the Forbes Library is called Progressions 1. I created this painting during COVID, and during that time, a lot of us were stuck at home, including myself, and I remember just, you know, feeling like I'm stuck at home and just always looking out the window. And it was that at that time that I really started to notice this blue light that was coming in through the window. This was during winter time in Massachusetts. And in the twilight hour, there's this really blue, vibrant blue hue that comes into the window. And I was looking at that color. And at the time, I was making work that dealt with also looking through a screen, and I was thinking about the blue light of the screen. So to me, I was making a connection between the natural blue light that was coming in through the window at this time of the year and the blue light of the screen. And I wanted to make a painting where I talked about that color and how that color evoked this mood that described time that we were living in. I had these flowers that were on the windowsill, and this was in my dining room, and the flowers were slowly dying every day, and so the piece really became about thinking about the passage of time as well, and so that's why there's all these fragmented sort of collaged pieces in the painting. So to me, this painting was the first of the series where I really started to think about how we experience the world through the screen and how we did that during the time of the pandemic. And these flowers that were in this painting ended up becoming an impetus for a lot of the other works that I did after. So even the ones where you don't see a literal representation of flowers, the flowers from this painting sort of helped the process that I was using in paintings afterwards. This painting is included in a catalog that I have of my first solo exhibition at a museum. I currently have an exhibition of my work at the Springfield Museums, and a catalog was made in conjunction with the exhibition, which also included other works that are part of this series. So there's an image of this painting that is included in that catalog. And so for me to have this painting be part of the library's permanent collection is very special because, I used to work at Smith, so I would always pass by this library, and it's just, you know, Northampton is somewhere that I have a strong relationship with, just being an artist living in the Valley. So to have a piece here as part of their collection is very, very awesome. And as I walk through the library and see my painting with other paintings and other historical objects, it is a very, very special moment for me.